The record industry was once dominated by huge companies that were themselves owned by even bigger conglomerates. But changes in how people make music, and more importantly, purchase music, caused a dramatic shift in the industry. That and technological advances has some smaller labels seeking new opportunities. A couple of Valley residents in their early 20s have decided to jump in and have started to rethink records to work with local musicians. They're Jordan Tomeno and Zach James, and they join me now. Jordan, why is your business going to work in this current landscape?
We have to look at like the profit models of the record industry and how they stand as of now. And when you look at it, they operate off 360 deals. And basically what a record label is, it's a record investment company. They give you money, they give you services, and then they recoup their money based on sales on the back end and then take a high percentage because it is a high interest risk. So musicians end up taking a smaller percentage due to the high, you know, the high risk. And so what we have is a model that is still based around mechanical record sales, even though it's not even a thing anymore. So it's kind of one of those things when you look at it logically, you're like, that doesn't make any sense. The basis and where we fit in is that we give, you know, independent artists access to the tools that otherwise they wouldn't have access to at a price that is significantly lower than if they were to try to achieve these different things on their own.
Some people are going to say, a couple of young guys in Phoenix, how are they going to spin it? So what's the plan here?
So the plan is what we've done and what we like really value that we do better than most people is creative partnerships with other companies. So a lot of other companies that we work with, we use upfront retainers to keep these people working with us instead of against us. So we have a lot of partnerships, especially with like Tall Cat Studios, where we can do professional recording at a fraction of what anyone else in the city is doing it for. And then we offer these like wholesale prices to our artists, and we're doing the same with video, we're doing the same with PR, we're doing the same with graphic design and promotion and booking. It's all being done in-house or through creative partnerships. So then we can provide these services at a cost that no one else can get. We label ourselves as a record label, but we're a service-based one-stop shop for these musicians. Okay. And we're here to like cultivate a space and a home for them to really like flourish and really like get access to everything they need to make their career the best it can be.
And you're going to focus on local artists?
So as of now, since our services are set up in the Valley, our goal is to work with Phoenix musicians only. As time goes on, we plan to expand to other cities, but for now, we want to start right here where it all started for us.
Yeah, do you have a special passion for Phoenix music?
Absolutely.
Yes. Grew up in it, live it, breathe it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's where I got my start.
Well, let's talk a little more about the subscription model. What are the bands going to pay you guys so they're going to pay a certain fee to get these services from you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a partnership or are they really hiring you to work for them?
They're hiring us.
Okay.
So it's the whole, I mean, basically what we did is we took the profit model of the record industry and we just put it in reverse. The way it works currently is that when you get onto a record label, you work for them. They hire you and a lot of time they buy rights to your intellectual property and own your intellectual property. And then you cut the record for them so that they can make profits and they pay you out based on that because you are an employee of them in the most technical way. Us, we work for you. We do not own your music. We do not plan to own your music. You are the creative director. We are just simply here to curate and help you get to the next level. And so we flipped it around. So that's why people pay on the front end so that they can retain their profits on the back end.
I want to believe you entirely, but I also feel like when people hit bumps, you know, it's sometimes change up. So how are you ready if those bumps do come along? I mean, they inevitably will, even if you guys are ultra successful.
We're about as prepared as we can be. You know, make sure that the lawyers on retainer, the PR firm's right, that we have, you know, all of our ducks covered, that, you know, when we understand publishing law, what's going to happen, that, you know, we have a good understanding of where we lie, that our contracts that we do have, you know, with production are in place. And a lot of this stuff is like, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. If something comes up, I guess we'll just have to take it as it comes. Because I could sit here and say that I have all these grand ideas. But in reality, the things I think are going to be problems probably won't be. And the things that are problems are things I've never thought of. You know, I think that as long as we keep a good heart and we keep our morals and our ethics in line, that we'll be protected. Most important, we don't get skewed by, you know, so many different aspects, that we will be okay.
Jordan Tomeno and Zach James. They're in charge of the new Valley-based business called Rethink Records.